The answer has penetrated in perfect truth. He seldom yattereth, even 100,000 myriad kalpas. Neither can see and hear it, if you can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. At the end of the first section of the Shogi is this little paragraph. None of us have more than one body during this lifetime. Therefore, it is indeed tragic to lead a life of evil as a result of heresy, for it is impossible to escape from karmic consequence if we do evil on the assumption that by not recognizing an act as evil, no bad karma can accrue to us. He's pointing out the law of karma is going to keep functioning regardless of how you construe things in your mind. It's like gravitation, the law of gravitation I was describing. It doesn't matter whether you think you're going to fall if you jump off a roof flapping your arms. You are going to fall. There is another side to this, however, that of course is emphasized at other places in Great Master Dogen's teaching, and that is that the law of karma is always working for you, and that if you start to really get the point about what is truly good and wise action and what is not, and you choose to do the good and wise action rather than the foolish and evil actions, then there are great benefits that come from this. Gradually, one is liberated from the causes of suffering. Gradually, one's life comes more and more into harmony with the Buddha nature. So, with this in mind, I've taken the liberty of rewording this little paragraph to show that how one might rewrite it from that point of view. None of us have more than one body during this lifetime. Therefore, it is indeed wonderful to lead a life of Buddhist training as a result of true faith in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. For it is inevitable that great merit will result from our training if we recognize the difference between non-perceptual and perceptual acts, and if we choose to do the perceptual actions. We choose to act perceptually. The key word here is inevitable, and the key section, right dead smack in the middle of this paragraph, he says it is impossible to escape from karmic consequence. And I put the word inevitable in my little rewrite to give the same sense of the inexorable working of a natural law. Do evil acts, and suffering will follow inevitably. Do that which is truly good to do. Act in accordance with the precepts. Act in accordance with your heart, with the Buddha nature. And it is inevitable that suffering will be diminished. The load of greed, hate, and delusion will be diminished. You could go back to the beginning where it talks about avoiding the company of those who are deluded and confused about the nature of good and evil, what is perceptual and non-perceptual action. You could rewrite that too. Take refuge in, value, and seek out the company of those who know the difference between good and evil, those who know what is perceptually right action and what is not, and benefit from that association. And again, the benefits of doing that, making that kind of choice, come about inevitably as a result of the choice one has made. There's nothing wishy-washy or vague about the law of karma. Now, it happens to be incredibly complex the way karma and rebirth work. karma / rebirth, the way it works, is very, very complex. The complexity comes ultimately from the fact that everything is precisely suited to the needs of beings. The purpose of Buddhist training is to come to rightly understand that law and bring one's actions into accordance with what it is teaching us. And to do this, we need to bring a naivete of mind and heart, a childlike trust. Because in the beginning, there are many things about it that we don't get. If we have found a teacher and a teaching that we can trust, then we need to be a bulldog in following that teacher and that teaching, because we'll go through many difficulties, and some of those difficulties will involve doubting. And if we succumb to the doubts, the fears, we will turn away from the path. It's very easy to become impatient, wish to see immediate results. And in fact, there are many immediate results that are very encouraging. But if one is being very impatient, those won't be enough, and many of them won't even be seen, perceived. Don't be in a hurry to get on to the good stuff. Just stick to the training. Many benefits of the training manifest over time and only reveal themselves when all conditions ripen. Many such benefits are then seen to be, as it were, side effects of all these months and years of training. There are many of these side effects, seeming side effects, that benefit other beings. But all the while, when we're doing this right, we're keeping our focus just on our own training. Just kind of keeping a peripheral eye out for what's going on in the world around us. Not willfully ignoring and not getting caught up in the soap opera of it all. Her master used to encourage us at times, and one of the ways she would do that, she would say, "Well, it is not the kingdom of the Buddhas that we're living in right now. But don't worry, it's coming." I also can say, don't worry. Keep doing the training, and good things are coming down the pike. You don't have to worry about that. Just trust. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds.